Curtis Krause is our winner on Saturday, and he is going to Vegas. Curtis, congrats. How are you?
Thanks very much, Jason. I'm doing fantastic. It's been pretty surreal, but very excited.
Now, how serious of a poker player are you?
Oh, I don't know about how serious. I mean, I like the game and I like playing it, and I'd play a lot more if I could, but it's pretty time consuming. So I'm not an amateur. I'm by no means a pro. I'm just kind of somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere. So, like, how many tournaments would you play a year?
A year?
Yeah.
I'd probably play a dozen.
Okay, so like one a month.
Yeah.
Have you ever won a major one before?
Nothing major, like with a prize pool, I guess. I've won the, like at the Yellowhead, I've won their Friday night and Wednesday night tournaments before, but nothing like this.
Okay, what was the key to your victory on Saturday?
Oh, I would say I folded a lot, and I just got hot at the right time. I went on a run of cards right at the final table, and there's never a better time to get hot.
Now, you mentioned you folded a lot, which, like, I'm not a great poker player because I just don't have the patience, right? So if I get pocket jacks, usually I'm playing them.
Yeah, I had to muck jacks on the button once in the early rounds. I just, the way the action went down, I thought that I was behind, so I folded my hand. And I never got to see his cards, but I felt it was the right play at that time.
And that's always the one that you have to let it go, and I can't really do that, which, you know, although I did have my best performance ever. I finished 25th, so I was happy with that. But, I mean, I did make two stupid plays right out of dinner, so that kind of screwed me over. But so you got to when you got to the final table, there's what, 10 at the final table, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And where were you when it started? Were you close to the top?
I was, I had 1.5 of the average stack, so I would have been probably in the top half of chip stack at the table, but I didn't have a commanding chip stack. And then I got hot and I got the right cards at the right times. And by the time there was five of us left, I had half the chips. So,
and then you just kind of went into not necessarily play it safe, but take smart risks.
Yeah, I had to make one call with ace queen. Again, I ended up being against king queen, and that took out the second chip leader. And then we were three-handed, and I had 70% of the chips. So, yeah, I kind of just waited it out and you know, called when I had the cards.
Now, have you, like, do you study the odds? How have you learned to improve as a poker player?
I've read a few books, and I actually used to take a journal. I also used to journal and track my sessions, and that's where I learned to fold more than anything. Was I would review, and, you know, I had just lost with ace king a few times and realized that that's not quite the best hand that you can be in there with. And just, you know, reading, playing, sometimes it's expensive lessons, but that's how it goes.
Now, when you, through all your short research, and I know it's not like extensive by any stretch, but so do you find then that playing pairs is the obvious better choice? Like, are two eights better than ace king?
Yes and no. It really all depends on the situation and kind of where the blind structure is at. You know, earlier on in tournament, I might play pocket eights and then hope to hit a set and know that you're probably going to get paid if you hit. But in general, it's just survival. So, you know, aces, kings, and queens, and, you know, ace, king suited, are going to be the hands that you're looking to get tangled up with early.
Curtis Krause joins. He was our winner on Saturday at our World Series of Poker. So you're going down. So you got 2 months now between now and then. What will you do to sharpen up?
that's funny you asked that. I was just thinking that, talking out loud with a couple of friends on the weekend, and I'm not too sure what the right formula is. There's a fair amount of web studying that a guy can do, and I'll play in a couple of tournaments between now and then, and then just aside from that, just, I don't know, just probably just reading, I guess, a little bit more, and just fine tuning whatever learning I can do. I mean, it's important to be, you know, always be learning, I guess, is the way I would put it.
Do you read your opponents?
Not necessarily their facial features or their hand movements or anything, but betting patterns more than anything. Like, there was a guy that was sitting to my left early on in the tournament that I identified as a strong player. So I just kind of paid attention to how he played situations when players were weak and when players were betting strong. And kind of aside from betting patterns, I'm not a good enough facial recognizer to know when someone's quote unquote bluffing.
Yeah. So now for you, what did you analyze as a guy who was a smart player? His betting habits. Like, what are good betting habits?
He was just strong and aggressive and in position early, and he took down a couple of pots, and then two good players got tangled up early in a hand, and I was just able to, the way that they played the hand kind of made me kind of be more aware of them than anything else.
Okay. For you, now you were wearing headphones the entire time?
Not the whole time, but I was after I folded those jacks, and then the very next hand I got ace queen, and I raised it and I got re-raised, so I had to fold that. So you get two premium hands back to back and you can't play either of them. It can be a little bit frustrating, so I just plugged in and I actually watched a couple episodes of Daredevil on Netflix. So
okay, so you were watching the Daredevil? Like, was that the only movie you had on? What the Daredevil's your go-to movie to watch?
No, it's a new Netflix TV series.
Oh, so okay. I thought you were talking Ben Affleck, the Daredevil movie. I was like, wow, man, how did you download that? It was terrible.
No. I just plug into Netflix and I've watched all of 24 at the poker tables. I've watched Homeland.
Really? So you can concentrate while you're watching. So you're just kind of you're watching the guy's betting habits and you're watching a TV show at the same time.
Yeah, I'll take stock in the first hour or so. Because I mean, a tournament is a long time, right? It's like, well, we were there for 7 hours. So for the first hour or so, I paid attention, and then I just locked into a couple of episodes, and just basically, I mean, you know, there's not that much to pay attention to. I mean, really, at the end of the day, once you get a good feel for everybody, it's cards. And I think so anyway. Yeah. I don't pretend to be any better than I am. If I didn't get kings and queens and aces at the right time, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Now, you know, and that's a very valid point. You got to have some skill maybe on every now and then. Now, you must bluff a few times to win hands, no?
Yeah, I had a couple of times where I bluffed, but it wasn't anything. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just I just check raised and then to control the hand on the turn, and that's a pretty strong play. So,
well, Curtis, congratulations. Hopefully, you do very well. We had 2 years ago. Don came very close to getting in the money, and I know they changed the format this year. Actually, the top 1,000, and if that was the rule, then he would have got paid because he was 600 and I think 56th, and they paid 640, so he was very close. And hopefully you get in the money and can make some money for yourself and have a wonderful experience. And then obviously I'm assuming usually when they win, they always come back to play again next year in the tournament. So,
well, that's, I would assume I'll play again. And then hopefully we can win some more money for the MS charity as well.
Oh, hey, man, that'd be awesome. I appreciate it. Good luck, Curtis.
Thanks, Jason.